You are listening to WAMU 88.5. I'm Esther Chamakili. Cancer deaths are down by more than 30% in the U.S. since 1991. One big reason for that is research funded by the National Cancer Institute. But funds for cancer research were slashed this year. The Trump administration has targeted the Bethesda-based Center for Cancer Research as part of its dramatic downsizing of the federal government. Now the agency is facing an exodus of clinicians, scientists, and other staffers. Rachana Pradhan is a correspondent with our partner KFF Health News. Rachana, thanks so much for coming in.
Great to be here.
Why is the National Cancer Institute so important for medical research, and what's been happening there?
NCI is part of the National Institutes of Health, and its contributions have helped the U.S. make enormous progress in the fight against cancer. For a long time, cancer research has been a popular bipartisan issue. The U.S. contributes significantly more money to cancer research than any other country. But now, the Trump administration is hollowing out the agency. Current and former employees tell us that morale has tanked, and many scientists are leaving in frustration.
How is this impacting the Institute's work?
So scientists at NCI say they are having trouble getting basic supplies for their research. Websites with the latest information on cancer treatment and diagnosis that both patients and doctors rely on aren't being updated either. And research grants are getting cut. I spoke with Sylvia Cho. She's been at NCI for 15 years and works on cancer prevention and control. Cho says the number of grants that have been canceled is unprecedented.
Whether it's someone who has a child diagnosed with cancer, considering clinical trials, or someone who is discussing options for healthcare decision making, this is something that really will impact the healthcare experience of millions of Americans.
Tell us about some of the research areas that are getting cut.
Grants focused on the health of racial, gender, and sexual minorities are some of the ones most commonly flagged for review. Cho said many grants have been canceled without a clear explanation.
None of it is based on, you know, whether they're doing their job, whether they were reviewed well, or anything that could be actually focused on the science, or even the people, or the public health impact.
I've seen termination letters like the ones Cho describes. Some notices said projects focusing on the health of LGBTQ plus people are, quote, unscientific and do nothing to enhance the health of many Americans. We reached out to HHS for comment. A spokesman said in an email that Cho's characterization was, quote, misleading and inflammatory. He said the Institute was ensuring taxpayer money was being well spent and disputed that decisions were made arbitrarily.
You mentioned earlier how these funding cuts are affecting some of the staff at NCI as far as morale is concerned. How else are they responding to these changes?
Some employees like Cho are speaking out. She was one of hundreds of current and former NIH employees who signed the Bethesda Declaration. That's a letter openly protesting the Trump administration's cuts to the agency. The declaration says the administration is undermining the NIH's mission, wasting public resources, and harming the health of Americans by slashing research budgets.
The White House is trying to sharply reduce funds available to the NCI. How is this going to affect the future of cancer research in the U.S.?
The White House wants Congress to slash the Cancer Institute's budget next year by nearly 40%. If that happens, scientists say NCI will be forced to suspend new grants for research or make severe cuts to existing ones. Labs will close, and clinical research at the Institute will grind to a halt.
That was Rachana Pradhan with our partner KFF Health News. Rachana, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much.